Concerning the Book That Is the Body of the Beloved by Gregory Orr. All that sorrow. You filled the sink with your tears, filled the tub even, and it seemed then you could change the ocean, could add to it. Pull the plug. No more blubbering. Tears don't bring the beloved back. Try words. Maybe they'll work. Since time began, two schools of thought, weeping and words, sorrow and song. Words begin in weeping, but they're transfigured somehow. They have grief still inside them, but outside they shine. I. Rain last night, leaves in the street. I look up. The tree is full, not a sign that a single leaf is missing. Poem in the book that seems a lie, that offends your suffering. Tear it out, throw it away, no harm done. Tear them all out. Grief can be that deep. They'll return when the time's right. They'll bring the beloved. 138. Oh, to be deeply naked and still see love in the beloved's eyes, to be free of shame. Was there anything more wonderful? How long did it last? Maybe only a moment. Maybe it was a dream. We were afraid to feel such joy. Still, it changed us, and for once we knew we belonged in the world. 139. I thought I was hunting for a poem. Hours spent leafing through dusty books, huge anthologies. And all the time, the poem was stalking me. Tiger burning in the forests of the night, eager to devour my heart. No, not my whole heart. Only the rotten parts. Only what needed to be renewed. Only what needed. 141. If we could have the world without the beloved, would that suffice? Lacks one, lacks both. Did you think that heap of objects was the world? It only becomes the world because of the beloved. She lends it her light. His kiss makes it live. 146. What suffering! Why isn't the earth covered with tears to the very mountain peaks? Ah, but it is, and always has been, and the globe is filled to bursting with groans. And above it all, the book floats like an ark, not serene, but separate from all the agony, not indifferent, but other, like the beloved. If you can glimpse it among the waves, swim toward it. 152. If deepest grief is hell, when the animal self wants to lie down in the dark and die also, if deepest grief is hell, then the world returning, not soon, not easily, must be heaven. The joke you laughed at must be heaven, or the funny thing the cat did at its food dish. Whatever guides you back to the world, that dark so deep, the tiniest light will do. 157. Not the loss alone, but what comes after. If it ended completely at loss, the rest wouldn't matter. But you go on, and the world also. And words, words in a poem or song. Aren't they a stream on which your feelings float? Aren't they also the banks of that stream, and you yourself the flowing? CHAPTER 159. Scar they stare at, star they're scared of, mark of the beloved, a brightness that frightens. To be touched so, taken past harm, to the place poems know. CHAPTER 164. Not to make loss beautiful, but to make loss the place where beauty starts, where the heart understands for the first time the nature of its journey. Love, yes, the body of the beloved as the gift bestowed, but only temporarily, given freely, but now to be earned, given without thought, and now loss has made us thoughtful. CHAPTER 166. The world so huge and dark, it swallows our cry. But we're no longer lost. The beloved has heard us, and even now approaches. We move toward each other, like two words that will join in a poem. A small poem, a little song, but one in which we're not alone. CHAPTER 170. Such a shaking! If the elbows were held by nuts and bolts, we'd have rattled apart. But sinew and socket kept their grip, the bodies intact. And to think, a poem did that. CHAPTER 173. Some days it's all fuzzy. I can't find the world, can't find the beloved, can't even find the words. Time to lie back and listen. Maybe something's being said, something I haven't heard. Time to stop talking and let the beloved speak. Time to trust it all, to stop searching and let the beloved seek. CHAPTER 177. Invisible distance between yourself and the world. Rage layered on the body like armor. Limbs thick with it, stiff, unable to move easily. Unable to touch the body of the beloved because inches of it cover your skin. CHAPTER 180. Where did the beloved go? I've looked in all the poems, looked high and low. Coming toward me, blank page in one hand, pen in the other. Coming toward me, a song on her lips, only needing me for the words. CHAPTER 184. Were we invited? Was that what the beloved's smile signified? Quick, say yes. Tell her we'll be there. Tell him we can't wait. I missed so many things because I was sleeping. I don't want to miss this. CHAPTER 186. If a peach leads you into the world, into an appreciation of its delights, how much more so the beloved? A morsel of peach meat, a single kiss, and you know pleasure has depths beyond measuring. All this not subject to loss, but certain of it, guaranteed to vanish, therefore more precious, therefore brought back by poems and songs, the mouth open as if to sing, as if to sink its brave teeth in a peach. CHAPTER 189. Do words outlast the world they describe? Do the things fall away, leaving only the husks of their names? And what does their perishing ask of us? Lift up, a song could redeem them, a poem could fill them with life again. Don't we owe the world at least that much, that gave itself so freely to us? Psalm 190. Did the beloved die? Yes and no. Only really ceasing when we ceased to care. Therefore, as Keats put it, on every morrow are we wreathing flowery bands to bind us to the earth. Which is to say, composing poems and melodious songs that celebrate the world. Which is to say, helping the beloved to be reborn by writing and reading poems. Which is to say, we have an urgent purpose. Which is to say, Psalm 195. And if not you, then who? Weren't you the one who cherished her, even from afar? Weren't you the one who knew his worth, who knew the intensity of your love was not excessive? How can you give up the beloved as lost? Always it was you. The poems in the book prove it. The songs attest to your passion.